You are listening to The Strategy Behind Branding Yourself, a podcast for those looking to tap into their passion, make an impact, and begin building a brand. My name is Precious Price, and I'll be your host. Thanks for joining. Hi guys. So welcome back to the Strategy Behind Branding Yourself podcast. This is now episode 2, where we'll be covering 5 reasons you should be branding yourself in the digital age. Now, I've talked so much over the past few years about branding yourself, and those who've been following me for a while know that I am a huge advocate of LinkedIn. But when I say branding yourself, I am not just talking about LinkedIn. I'm not even just talking about digitally or on your social platforms. Branding yourself is an entire cohesive experience. It's how you make people feel. So in order for us to talk about why you should be branding yourself, I feel like first we should get clear on exactly what your brand is. So your brand, simply put, is your reputation. It's the definition of you, not only what you think about yourself, but what others think about you, the thoughts and emotions that come to mind when others mention your name. So if you are not in a room of people and two others are talking and someone has an issue and they say, oh my gosh, I can't even clean my sneakers. Someone has a brand that says, hey, I clean sneakers. And for them, they should be, well, you should definitely go talk to Chris. Chris cleans sneakers. Now, of course, that's very, very simple. It's a very simple example, but that's how far it should go. People should be able to recommend you for certain services or things that you do or advice for your realm of specialty or industry expertise, what have you. So now that we understand exactly what a brand is, let's hop into the 5 reasons you should be branding yourself in the digital age. Number 1, the internet is already doing it for you. You have to understand that now that we have all of these digital platforms, all of these social platforms, you are now being branded. One question that I have for you is, when is the last time you Googled yourself? When is the last time you Googled your name? Do you know what shows up? The first result, the second result, the third result? What do people see when they Google your name? Because when you don't know someone, or even better, when you don't know something, what do? We head to Google University, right? We go and we Google that person or that thing. We now have to get clear on, when someone Googles my name, what shows up. Now, I'm a huge advocate for LinkedIn simply because when you have a LinkedIn, that is always the first website that shows up, no matter what. Now, if you have your own website that actually is doing great with SEO, which I'll touch on in later episodes, of course, but if you have your own website, then that may show up first. But LinkedIn is always one of the top 3 results. It's a free social media platform, number 1, and it's your online digital resume. So what is the internet already saying about you? What are you posting online? What content are you creating? What followers are you engaged with? What brand are you putting out there currently? Because I want you to understand that if you are not branding yourself effectively, people are already doing it for you. That's number 1. So let's get that out the way. Do it in any kind of fashion that you want. Just do it. Number 2, branding yourself allows you to create your own opportunity so that you don't have to wait for someone else to notice that you are a web developer or a photographer or even a social worker. By branding yourself, and more specifically online, you can go out and seek those opportunities that you are looking for and that you are probably expecting to fall into your lap. So when you brand yourself online, you are going out and you're looking for leads. For instance, in my case, I was looking for speaking opportunities. I wanted to speak on my story, my personal brand, and then how I can help others and elevate others from what I've learned through my own personal story. So branding myself online has allowed me to create speaking opportunities for myself that I would not have had before had I not been on LinkedIn or Instagram, or even better, had I not had my personal website. Just to give you guys a small anecdote, around June or July of 2018, I was, of course, on LinkedIn, sort of releasing content. I was everywhere releasing content. I had my website and everything. However, specifically, there was a woman who found me on LinkedIn for a speaking engagement. Now, initially, she reached out and she stated, "Hey, Precious, I really love what you're doing online. I also see that you're a speaker and you've had a few engagements. And I also saw a few videos of you speaking and they were dynamic. I would love to hop on a call with you to see if you can come speak at a national convention for one of my organizations that I am a part of." What? A national conference to speak. And I was all of 22 years old. That to me, number one, was insane. And number two, I realized that I had created that opportunity from positioning myself online. So I actually went on and did the speaking engagement, honestly, here in Atlanta. It was here in Atlanta when I wasn't even in Atlanta yet. That's how great positioning yourself and creating a brand for yourself can be. I knew that I was heading to Atlanta, so I put that information out there as well, and that's how those speaking opportunities, specifically here in this city, came about for me, was simply because I started to take my brand seriously and really take myself seriously. And number three, why you should be branding yourself online. Job security. Now, I really want to hit this one home because some of you who know me know that I am also within the technology space. So I studied marketing and technology management during my undergraduate career. I went to Indiana University and I also went on to receive my Master of Science in Information Systems. So I am, some would say, tech heavy. I am a techie. And with that, you have to understand that we are now in the age of technology and artificial intelligence. Tech is literally replacing so many jobs. And if you walk into different fast food restaurants or if you've been at certain airports, you now understand this. Some of them even have various kiosks that you can order your meal from rather than having an actual cashier. Now, maybe you're saying to me, "Precious, I don't work at McDonald's. I don't flip burgers. I don't take people's dollar for the do you want to supersize it? I don't do any of that." Nonetheless, you still have to understand that technology is seeping into every single industry. Every industry, as far as choosing how people want or who to loan bank loans to, there's a plethora of ideas or a plethora of jobs that AI and technology can replace. And I was actually, to be completely honest, I actually just saw a video on Twitter where someone was explaining exactly how technology is creeping in, and the fact that, specifically for my African American listeners, the fact that the median net worth of the African American household by 2053 is going to be $0. $0. Technology will completely wipe out so many jobs. So, in order to leverage yourself, or in order to make yourself safe, the best bet would be to begin branding yourself online. You have to. The fourth reason you should be branding yourself online. Branding yourself completely, period, will allow you to create a community. You'll be surrounded by people with similar interests and passions like yourself. Now, maybe you're saying, "Precious, why would I ever want to be surrounded by people who think like me or who are just like me?" Number one, I'm sure half of you are probably not saying that. Most of you are not. But for those of you that are, you can become a thought leader within your specific expertise or industry, within your interest. When you brand yourself, you now have new viable connections and followers that will work to propel you forward and wholeheartedly support you. One example that I want to give of this is, again, on LinkedIn, but I also have a few Instagram examples as well. But specifically with LinkedIn, when I first got on LinkedIn, I just sort of reached out to people who I knew, who were at my university, and those types of connections. And then I started branching out to meet people who were in the industry that I aspired to be in. So those that not only went to IU, but also who were in the speaking realm, who were certified professional speakers. And when I started to do this, I then grew a following and started to create content around speaking and branding yourself. And I actually ended up getting a connection from a good friend of mine named Tim Salu. Tim and I have been pretty cool friends for about a year and a half. Here's an insider. I have never actually met Tim, but Tim has wholeheartedly supported each and every one of my endeavors that I've done, both on and off LinkedIn. And here's the even better part. We're actually going to an entire branding conference together this coming May. That's how strong your connections online can help you both in person, because Tim has a huge following on LinkedIn. And anytime he shares any one of my posts on LinkedIn, my profile views automatically go up. So number one, shout out to Tim. But number two, these connections that you're making online are not just flimsy connections. When you are actually intentional about who you are connecting with, the content that you're putting out, and what you are saying to other people, then you begin to create a community as stated. And then furthermore, you increase your own value. I'm sure you've always heard the saying that you are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. You are the sum of the five people that maybe you aspire to be, or the content that you engage with, those types of things. But those five people who maybe you spend the most time with, that you engage most with their content, you have to understand that they are cultivating something inside of you. If those five people are not adding value to the way that you think, or adding value specifically to the services or products that you are offering, then maybe it is time for you to really take branding yourself online seriously and begin cultivating your, for lack of better terms, virtual BFFs. Your virtual BFFs are going to be people that you can have those thought-provoking conversations with. Because I know with me, for instance, I have a few friends that I talk about branding, and I talk about online presence, and I talk about sort of taking control and finding your passions. And sometimes they just don't want to talk about that, or they don't have any ideas to contribute. They just want to have fun, which is completely fine. We have different types of friends. However, you have to surround yourself with those people who are going to add value into your life, add those conversations, so that you can continue to be in those elevated spaces that are going to in turn help you get the opportunities that you are seeking. Because I've had a number of my connections, even more so, refer me from someone else. So maybe for a speaking engagement, or even for me to create their resumes, back when I was creating resumes and cover letters, they would refer me to whoever was seeking that service. And that's immediately money in my pocket, right? These are friends who are putting money in my pocket somehow. And that's a perfect segue into our last point and reason that you should be branding yourself online. So the last one is, you can monetize who you are and really tap into your passions. So we all want to just be who we are, right? Every single day, we want to live in who we are, what we enjoy. I can wholeheartedly say that every single day, I wake up and I enjoy what I do, both in my full-time job, but also in my hustle that I have on the side. I enjoy what I do. And through, number one, creating content, posting my thoughts, engaging with other people, that in turn draws that engagement back to me. So engagement on my profiles, across the board, engagement on my websites, and simply engagement with my content. And those who are in the online space or the digital marketing space understand that engagement if you have your sales funnel set up correctly, always lead to money. So by monetizing who you are, or number one, really getting clear on who you are, you can then monetize who you truly are and the passions that you hold, the skills that you have. So just to do a quick recap, 5 reasons that you should be branding yourself in the digital age. Number one, the internet is already doing it for you. If you take nothing else away from this singular episode, please understand that point. You have to begin branding yourself. Even if it's a small online portfolio, a website, your LinkedIn, or even getting very clear on your Instagram and Twitter profiles or various other social media platforms. Number two, branding yourself online creates opportunity for you. You are not waiting for opportunity to fall in your lap anymore. You are out there creating your own opportunity because now people are very clear on the value or offering that you bring to the table. Number three, job security. Technology, artificial intelligence, the digital age is completely revamping or taking away a ton of jobs. Ensure that you are not in that space where your job is being taken away or your skill can now be automated by beginning to brand yourself online. When you brand yourself, people will understand your unique value offering or proposition. Even if you're a photographer, which maybe they can automate photography. Even if you're a photographer, when you begin branding yourself online as such, people now understand your unique value proposition because maybe you specifically brand weddings like no other. Think about that. Number four, create your community. A community that is adding value to you that you can now throw out ideas to as well as collaborate with. This is a very key piece as well because a lot of people are so focused on building their network, adding people to their network that they forget to also cultivate that community. And I'll also be touching on this in an upcoming episode, as well as an article as well. And last, but certainly not least, by creating your brand online, creating or taking control of your brand completely, you can monetize who you are. So we've talked about the 5 reasons that you should be branding yourself in the digital age, but we have not covered how to start. And I just want to give you a quick preview into next week's episode. This is what we will specifically be talking about. How do you start to brand yourself online? What tactics do you use? Not just online. I say online so much simply because that's pretty much everything that we're surrounded by. But you do not just brand yourself online because the person that you convey or put out online is the same person that should show up when you walk into these board meetings, events, and you meet new people. You have to know how to maneuver and create within yourself that brand first before you begin putting it out there. So next week's episode, episode 3, will be how to start branding yourself. The tactics and tips that I have, that I've studied, that I've used with so many people. That's what we'll be chatting about. I want to thank you guys so much for listening, and I can't wait to chat with you on next episode. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to the Strategy Behind Branding Yourself podcast. If you love this episode, please go on your social media and share, subscribe, and review. Let me know you're listening by tagging me at Precious C Price. That's at PreciousCPrice. I can't wait to chat with you guys.